Moncrief on News Talk.
Nowadays, not every house has curtains, some opt for blinds. But come the evening, they always get closed. Not in the Netherlands, though. They even if they have curtains, your average Dutch person doesn't close them. Why is that? We're joined by the interior designer, Roisin Murphy, to explain. Afternoon, Roisin.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So what is it with Dutch people? Are they exhibitionists?
Apparently not to do with exhibitionism, but to do with Calvinism, the history of religion in the country, and the sense of being transparent and not hiding anything. That's what they say, but they also think they're not quite convinced that it's to do with that. It might be to do with their architecture, where they have basements and ground floors, which would have been much darker, so that they think that some of the people who lived in the lower ends, the light couldn't get to it, so they didn't put curtains on the window, or they didn't shield the windows as such. So popular story is that it's all to do with... Now, you're not allowed to stare in, by all accounts.
Oh.
There's certain criteria you're supposed to... It's about showing your decor off, that people like to see these... their rooms lit up at night, a bit like Christmas, you know, the way everybody puts lights out in their house. So they obviously still... But you're not allowed to stare. You can have a cursory glance. Is considered very rude to stare in, though. So,
okay, because there's nothing nicer than walking around, you know, especially, yeah, you know, if you're a tourist, walking around going in people's windows.
It's true. It's actually true, because even we remember during COVID, and there was a Ruth Medger, I can't pronounce her second name.
Ruth Medger, yeah.
Yeah, she did a beautiful study of all the windows at night in COVID, and it was so reassuring to go and look at that point. And I think it has changed culturally Ireland a bit. Like, I think... That we, you know, people were waving at each other, and there was a kind of sense of door to, you know, that intimacy between houses was definitely amplified, and I think it stays there really.
Yeah,
the chairs, out the front of houses and things like that. But far from it, we were aired.
Yeah, are curtains gone now though?
Curtains apparently are not gone, and moreover, there's a revival of lace curtains now. Lace curtains have had been a very kind of not popular for a long, long time, but there has been a revival in craft as such. So lace curtains have made a kind of comeback, and they were a big thing in the kind of 16th century. There was a lace making machine, and suddenly the poshies, wasn't just the poshies who could have lace curtain, middle class people could have lace curtain. So it became very popular, this idea of lace curtain. We associated with twitching windows, and I can't remember the novel that's from about the Valley of the Squinting Window.
Yeah.
But you, all the time you think people, neighbours looking out, and that very severe Catholic regime we lived in, where they were all looking at the neighbours, and is she going out, and what is she wearing, and please don't wear them. Like, I think nobody, you weren't allowed to wear long earrings, black eyeliner, you weren't allowed to have any fun in public or really in private.
Yeah.
So I think the lace curtains allowed neighbours to look out. And then it was all on the, you know, it was in all the religious vestments as well. So it went out of fashion. But, like all those things, it's coming back into fashion. And curtains themselves are appearing in public buildings even. Like, you'll see big, long, dramatic drapes. And the machines have changed where they can, you know, just with computers, you can make extraordinary things in different textures and movement that you've never been able to have before. So this thing of kind of suddenly having vibrant, very dynamic interiors in different materials is really back in, and with that is curtains. And also it's insulation. You know, the price of oil, price of heating, retrofitting houses, one of the things that is strongly advised is the use of curtains.
And they'd be more better at insulating than just an old blind would be.
Well, I think it's with the blind. I think the idea is glass is the kind of weakest link in terms of heating your house. And now it does have solar gain. If you have triple glazing, it allows all the light in and it traps it in. But it also loses a lot of heat. So the idea is that a curtain at night in particular, when you haven't got the benefits of solar gain, of light coming in and being trapped in your house, you can pull the blinds and pull the curtains and it will trap that heat in. And also it muffles sound and stuff. It also transforms rooms. There's a lot of kind of drama to be had with a good pair of curtains. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way the Dutch are, you know, they're not drinking if they've got the curtains open like this. Apparently also, you know, it adds to the culture of transparency. So I think in Ireland, like, there's definitely, I live in a street that is all curtain. Nobody has nets or anything like that. But we do draw the curtains at night, and we'd be quite a friendly street, you know, but there's definitely curtains up at night. So
yeah.
I think
Absolutely. It would be weird.
Do you have curtains?
No, we have blinds.
Blinds, yeah. See, I think also the interior with the curtains, like, depends on the size and shape and design of your room. Like, I would be quite into blinds in terms of minimalism and, like, not, and dust. There's the thing about curtains and fabric, and there is something lovely about that clean line of a good blind. And you can get blinds now in insulation blinds, who are kind of like an open cellular thing. So they behave like curtains. So, and they're kind of considered more elite. But we had these huge glass windows as well have come into our houses. So it's very difficult to construct like a big glass box blind. You know, that's a whole engineering feat.
And for curtains anyway, would you, for them to work, you'd need a bigger room, would you?
Yeah, you do. I think you need, because they're supposed to, the phrase is kiss the floor. So there was a period in time where they all came to just the windowsill, which is a bit like shorts. So the whole thing about curtains now is they're really touching the floor and they're going right up to the ceiling. So they can proportionally impact a small room. They can actually make spaces feel a lot taller. Like a blind for can be quite foreshortening or shortening, if you know what I mean. So curtains can proportionally alter rooms, and they're really good for a broken open plan, if that makes any sense. Mm. So, if you go out to there's certain unnameable showrooms out in Sandyford that their showroom is kind of divided up by long shears in the interior, and a shear is like a poshness with no lace work, but that you can sort of see through. So curtains can be they're very adaptable and flexible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're not. I mean, they're not for the faint-hearted. And then the architect's interior isn't always a lover of fabric and curtains. I mean, I don't think they'll kill me for saying that I'm an architect, but they won't. It has a more kind of this idea that form follows function, and that colour is to be applied judiciously. So I think curtains are the revenge of the interior designer.
Yeah, devil to dust, though. That's the only thing. Roisin, thanks a million as ever. That was the architect and designer, Roisin Murphy, there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.